Hello and welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. This is DJ Frederick coming to you from the Ionosphere. And also coming to you over the airwaves of WSCS 90.9 New London, New Hampshire. Online at classicalwscs.org. From Pinecone Radio out in Pine Mountain Club, California. And around the world on The Global Voice at theglobalvoice.info. The Radio Thrift Shop is your weekly show of musical and media exploration from the past century of recorded sound. It's never the same show twice, or even once. All right, let's dig into this week's archive. Cue the turntable.
On a lily pad, old men. frog is so glad. Rain stops, it's a sunshine world again, my friend. How brief your summer. How long have I lain by old Caraway Stream? I guess I've been drifting away.
Thank you.
Basil Kirchen and the London Studio Group with a tune called Catacomb. Now, the London Studio Group was just that, a studio group that put out literally dozens of albums on the Music DeWolf label back in the 1960s, music that was intended for use in films and television shows and what have you. It was called library music and could kind of be played as needed in different productions. Very, very cool stuff, though. Before that, the new wave with Little Dreams, The Gordian Knot, and Caraway Stream from 1968. We started off with Brian Hyland on the East Side. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. On occasion, I do a segment called the Classical Thrift Shop, which features music in the classical style with unique instruments and arrangements. I'm going to start off the Classical Thrift Shop set with a piece by Claude Bolling from his Concerto for Guitar and Jazz Piano LP. Thank you. That's your classical thrift shop segment here on the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. We just heard Chestnut, or Dove's Figgery, from Concord, New Hampshire's own R.P. Hale, from his album The Music Master's Companion. Before that, from the LP Frederick Hand's Jazz Antiqua, we heard Toby and Lynn, and that featured Frederick Hand on guitar, lute, and vihuela. Prior to that, Ugly Custard with their version of Scarborough Fair. And we started the set off with Claude Bowling from his 1975 LP Concerto for Guitar and Jazz Piano, featuring Alexander Lagoya on guitar. Well, over the Thanksgiving holiday, we experienced a nor'easter here in New Hampshire, and power was out for about 36 hours where I live in Warner. Of course, the downside of the power being out is that it's rather nippy. I have a wood stove in one part of the house that heats a couple of rooms, but the rest of the house, not so much. However, the plus side of having the power out was the ability to listen to shortwave radio, and in particular Global 24 on 9395 kilohertz. Now, reception, because there was no electrical grid up, was crystal clear on just about every frequency. I heard radio stations from around the world that I had not heard before. But one of the great things that I heard was The End of the Dial, The Future of Radio in a Digital Age, with Garth Mullins and Lisa Hale, that was originally broadcast on Canadian Public Radio, CBC. It is a well-researched and well-presented documentary featuring people like Ira Glass, Stephen McGreevy, and many more radio personalities. You can hear it for yourself at www.cbc.ca/ideas. That's The End of the Dial, The Future of Radio in a Digital Age, by Garth Mullins and Lisa Hale. Highly recommended by ye olde DJ. Again, reception was crystal clear on shortwave with the electrical grid down. No noise, no interference whatsoever. And I was listening with just a Radio Shack radio and a whip antenna. That's the telescopic antenna. Amazing, amazing stuff. Not that I want the electrical grid to go down again anytime soon.
Right.
A scarce 45 released on the J.O.B. label back in the day. That was Maureen McGuire and Dan Pelagi with What and Why. Before that, we heard The Cool, which was another studio band from DeWolf Music, a song called Emily Waits. We started off with The Art of Lovin' from an LP released back in 1967 on the mainstream label, What the Young Minds Say.
Where can the skills you learned with ham radio take you? Amateur radio, often called ham radio, is the place where today's communications engineers got their hands-on training. With its analog, digital, audio, and video capabilities, modern hams use computers and radios in new ways. It's not just your grandfather's radio anymore. It can take you around the world or into a whole new career. Learn more about modern ham radio at WeDoThatRadio.org.
Thank you.
Grand Funk Railroad with Closer to Home here on the Radio Thrift Shop. This is DJ Frederick saying thank you for listening to the show. I'll be back next week here on WSCS 90.9 and at classicalwscs.org. Remember, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.